This is KHAY. How are you tonight?
I am doing great. I'm going to take some time here. Yes, it is time. I remember it all. How are you doing?
I am doing well. I've sent out a call for CQ, but it was kind of quiet, so I'm glad to hear you.
I'm really glad I came on here, and I arrived. And I think I'm going to go check into the Liberty.
I set out a call. It's normally Jesse's night, but I haven't heard from him. So let me see if I can get a group going. I hope I can. So stand by. CQ, CQ, this is KAHJOY for the Wednesday Night Liberty Net.
Stand for all.
There's Mr. Larry. Good evening, Mr. Larry. Good to hear you.
Yeah, good to hear you, Bob. Thanks a bunch, man. I'll be here, so good to hear you. Sounding good again. It looks pretty good down here.
We got a break here. I don't know if you're getting any rain in Tennessee. My brother has a thunderstorm in New City, New York, which is Rockland County. And I've got thunderstorms here, so that's kind of strange.
Yeah, we just had a few sprinkles. That's about it.
All right, let me see if I can gather up some more interest. So, CQ, CQ, this is KAHJOY for the Wednesday Night Liberty Net.
This is November 2.
All righty, I don't know if I have the call right. Is it Kilo November 2 or is it just November 2?
November 2.
Alrighty, so November 2, Victor, November, Mike. I must have David, correct? Alrighty, sir. Well, thank you. Let me see if I can come up with a couple more, and I will get this kicked off. CQ, CQ, this is KAHJOY for the Wednesday Night Liberty now. Alrighty, let me open the door. Good evening to all participants on this 75-meter Liberty Net tonight. This is a directed net, and I believe it's the longest running and only current event discussion net on amateur radio now since the year of 1974, founded by Mr. Victor, W1WCR. This is the area net, not the pyrite net. Current events and amateur radio topics are welcome tonight on the Great Liberty Net. I'm going to open with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I'm going to open with I've got an article here from the Western Journal. The abrupt way that President Biden ends conversations with the reporters should worry every American. I understand for some people, former President Donald Trump was too unguarded or combative when it came to the media. However, if you remember, the media was always attacking him. But nevertheless, I get these concerns, but here's my question to those people. Do you prefer a president who, when taking questions, has to cut off reporters because he has to answer, quote, "I'm really going to be in trouble." This is how President Biden ends his question. Like his handlers are going to be mad at him, which they are. Because that's who you've got, at least in Tuesday's any indication. President Joe Biden took a few questions after a short speech about the Centers for Disease Control and the Prevention changing the mask recommendations for vaccinated people and okaying them to go without a facial covering outdoors, provided they are not in a crowd. I would be obviously clear if you're in a crowd. I want it to be obviously clear if you're in a crowd like a stadium or a conference. No, a concert. The man cannot talk. You still need to wear a mask, even if you're outside, Biden said during the speech. But beginning today, gathering with a group of friends in a park, going for a picnic, as long as you are vaccinated and outdoors, you can do it without a mask. Glad we know that's all okay, considering I don't know too many vaccinated people who weren't going without masks. This was an unremarkable speech about an unremarkable recommendation. The only thing out of the ordinary was that he stopped to take questions, which usually isn't the way he does it. He usually, it says, without a fight. As Fox News noted, many in the White House press corps have expressed frustration over the fact that Biden hasn't made himself available for question-and-answer period. Here's how he tried to end the speech. This is precious, guys. This is Biden's quote. "Thank you all and God bless you. And as much as the temptation is to stay outdoors on this beautiful day, I've got more work to do. Thank you all very, very much. Bye-bye." Now, if anybody's been listening to some of the CNN, MSNBC, ABC, NBC, all of the anchors are going about, especially about this law enforcement issue. We have so much work to do about this racism. Every one of the anchors, hey, there's so much work to do. We have so much work to do. There's more work to do. That's all these crazy SOBs say. What work is there to do? Stop fighting with the police. Stop committing crimes. And there's no more work to do. With that being said, let me go to Clint to open the door. KCH, Echo, Hotel Romeo. I'm going to hand it to you. This is KHJY.
Hey, Bob, is it dead? You see, here's my buddy Terry. He's gone.
And thank you for the information about Tara. And you're right. The CDC does not give us our freedom. That is a very true statement. It's really becoming frustrating. And they're making this vaccination. It's becoming, you know, like it's law, and it's not law. You know, they keep on waving that flag as far as abortion. My body, my choice. Well, God darn it, it's the same with this vaccination. If you want to take it, God bless you. I hope that it does its job, and I hope there's no ill effects. But if you don't want to take it, you don't take it. I want to wait to see. I've listened to a lot of pros and cons, you know, but it's an untested vaccination. There's been side effects. There's side effects if you get the disease. But 99.7% of people have survived COVID-19. You know, it's like there's nothing else in the world. There's more AIDS. There's no more, you know what? And how come they haven't been able to cure that like they did this? There's no more cancers. There's no more heart attacks. No one's dying of fentanyl. You know, it's just... the propaganda is too much, way too much. With that, I'll let you add one more comment, and then I'm going to move on. So I'm going to give it back to you for a moment. KCH, EHR, KHOI.
I don't know if you're going to be able to do it. I don't know if you're going to be able to do it. I don't know if you're going to be able to do it.
Clint, thanks for joining us tonight. I really appreciate it. KCHR, KHOY. Let me go to Mr. I got it down as James, but it's Christopher. KN4ZES. He types, he's listening, so he's not transmitting. The Biden speech made everyone sick, perhaps. I'm alive because I ignored the drooling puppet. Perfect. Alrighty, Christopher, thank you for listening, K94ZES. Next, a person who can transmit, Mr. Larry, N4ROQ, this is K8JOY. Good evening, Mr. Larry.
Well, thank you. Thank you. We hope we can. You just never know on transmit. Hey, I heard some interesting news. I haven't had time to research it yet on John Kerry. In Biden's cabinet, there's information that looks like that John Kerry, from these security briefings, is turning over the information to Iran. He's got a daughter that's married to one of these high echelon Iranians that's in the government over there. And he's turning over information that allegedly to the Iranians that Israel has been doing a lot of sabotage, you know, on their nuclear installations over there in Iran. And it was on the internet yesterday, and I read a little bit of it. He's denying it, but there's a lot of good information that states that he is. So this guy is turning over top secret information to his Iranian buddies over there. John Kerry was the one that worked the famous deal with Iran where all the cash money went over in airplanes or jets to the Iranians to sign the nuclear the deal there 4 years or plus ago for in the Obama administration. So John Kerry's daughter is married to one of the top Iranians over there, so he's got a lot of pull there as far as with Iranians anyway. He's right in there with them, so just kind of keep an eye out. That should bust open pretty soon if they can prove this for sure. Then John Kerry is out on his butt, maybe in jail, big time. A lot of people probably got a lot of, it's hard telling what other information besides the Israeli sabotage in their Iran nuclear plants and different things. He's turning over security, high top secret information to Iran, allegedly. So we'll have to go from there and see what happens from there, but that's a big news for me. You won't see it probably on the fake news. It's shifted to the Democrat side, the Socialist Democrat side. Here's some information on the polar shift. That they're still saying climate change. This is another one of these Democrat articles here. It says likely to cause a recent shift in the Earth's axis of rotation. Melting glaciers around the world, a result of rising atmospheric temperatures from the burning of fossil fuels. Here is a straight Democrat line. Redistributing enough water to cause the locations of the North and South Poles to move eastward since the mid-1990s. The locations of the poles aren't fixed and unchanging. The only way water moves around the planet's surface is one factor that causes the two poles to drift, the study says. Each year as the globe warms, hundreds of billions of tons of ice melt into the Earth's oceans. The faster ice melting,
under global warming was the most likely cause of the directional change of the polar drift in the 1990s. Study co-author Shenzhen Zhu of the Institute of Geographic Sciences and Natural Resource Research at the Chinese Academy of Sciences said in a statement. The study was published in the peer-reviewed journal Geophysical Research Letters, a publication of the American Geophysical Union, All System USA Today. The author was Dole Wright, R-I-C-E. Here's an article on the High Court. Is to hear Guantanamo prisoner state secrets case. Nation in the World Watch from Washington, the Supreme Court will decide whether a Palestinian man captured in the wake of 9/11 and detained on the U.S. base of Guantanamo Bay can access information to get all state secrets. Abu Zubaydah was initially captured in Pakistan and detained as an associate of Osama bin Laden. Zubaydah and his lawyer went to question two former CIA contractors, but the government argues that certain categories of information could not be declassified without risking undue harm to the national security. So they're really giving these, giving some of these men in Guantanamo really high court good lawyers there to see if they can get out of there. Well, here's a, it says, false alarm, no space junk threat after all. SpaceX Cape Canaveral, Florida. SpaceX's four astronauts had barely settled into orbit Friday when they were ordered back into their spacesuits because of a potential collision with orbiting junk. It turns out there was no object and no threat, the U.S. Space Command acknowledged Monday. The false alarm is under review. Astronauts typically get a fair amount of advance notice of potentially close calls. The astronauts had practiced dodging many times before flight, according to NASA spokesman Kelly Humphreys. So, you get back out of your space suit there, guys. It was a false book. Okay. Found another one. Hang on. Looks like, there's been a big Russian buildup of troops on the Ukraine border. It looks like they're pulling back. There's a troop pullback now near Ukraine of the Russian troops. This comes from the Associated Press USA Today. Russia's defense minister on Thursday ordered troops back to their permanent bases following massive drills amid tensions with Ukraine. But they should leave their weapons behind in Western Russia for other exercises later this year. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky welcomed the Russian pullback along their border. After watching the drills, Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu declared the maneuvers in Crimea and wide areas of Western Russia over and ordered the military to pull the troops that took part in them back to their permanent bases. You know, this could have been something that was going to take place, and for some reason they didn't do it. And they're saying it's just drills. So you just never know about these people, and I'm going to tell you the truth. I conceive the goals of the snap check of readiness for a field, Shoigu said. The troops have shown their capability to defend the country, and I decided to complete the drills in the south and western military districts. Shoigu said the troops should return to their bases by May 1, but he ordered their heavy weapons kept in western Russia for other military exercise. The weapons were remaining at the Pogodno firing range 100 miles east of the border with Ukraine. They're leaving their weapons there just in case. Okay. New York City is to pay $750,000 to a woman who was shackled during labor in Florida Key Friday. Comes out of New York, Nation and the World, USA Today, a woman who says she was shackled by police for hours while in active labor has settled a lawsuit against New York City for $750,000. Her lawyer announced it. The woman who filed a lawsuit anonymously was arrested on a minor charge in 2018 when she was more than 40 weeks pregnant. She said in a suit filed in Brooklyn federal court, she was handcuffed after she gave birth to her son. According to the lawsuit, all the charges against the woman were dismissed. $750,000. What a world. New York City subway man gets locked up in prison Thursday, saying he plotted to carry out a barbaric, heinous plot to kill people as he could with a suicide bombing attack in New York City subway beneath Times Square in 2017. Ayad Kaya Alta, 31 years old, was sentenced by Judge Richard J. Solomon, who said Ola had carried out about as serious a crime as there is. Although he largely failed when the bomb attached to his chest barely exploded, burning him severely, sparing others. So, what a deal. He wanted to die there. Okay, we'll shoot it back up there to you, Bob. We'll hope the band's still hanging in there, and I'm still transmitting, hopefully, and KAHJLY and the Liberty Net in, so we'll see you back to there.
Thank you, Larry. I appreciate your input. I'm sure there's more to that shackling story than we know. Usually you don't get shackled unless you're acting a fool and resisting and kicking and thrashing. So they're just not going to tell you that piece of the puzzle, over.
Well, I'm sure. That's this is fake news here. I'm going to tell you the real reason they shackled her. They just say they shackled her, They don't say what.
Okay.
Too many lawsuits, much money given to people like this. This is unbelievable. And it's just nowhere near. It doesn't even need to be a lawsuit. I mean, they were trying to do the job there. As I'm sure you try to do when you go out on the beach there.
November 2, Victor November Mike, KHJY. David, did you hear that? Nothing heard. I'm going to give, Larry, I just want to make this to you. Christopher said in the chat room, May 9th is the Russian VE Day for World War II. So a lot of things are being pulled for the parade, celebrations, and such. So from your comment, that might be an answer. Don't know. Miss Laura, N2JTT. Damn it, I wish you had a transmitter. Miss Laura, Mr. Marty, you're listening. Unfortunately, they don't have a transmitter, so we got to get that cracking for them. With that being said, I'm at the bottom of the list. Let me see if I have any late check-ins. This is KHLY for the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Nothing nothing heard, so before I start to the top of the list, I'll throw another one out. This is also from the Western Journal. Joe Biden gives Kamala Harris a new responsibility. She's done so well, everybody, with going to the border, which she hasn't gone, and she doesn't want to go down there because of COVID-19, but all those people are coming into America. Yeah, it doesn't make sense. So this article starts out and says, the White House unveiled a new labor union task force chaired by Vice President Kamala Harris to encourage and promote union membership in the United States. The White House Task Force on Work Organization and Empowerment will be comprised of several top administration officials, including Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, and Labor Secretary Marty Walsh, who will be the committee's vice chair, and the administration's announced on Monday. President Joe Biden is scheduled to sign an executive order formally creating the task force later in the day. Quote, the president and vice president believe that the decline in union membership is contributing to serious social and economical problems in our country, unquote. Yeah, they want more union money for their fraudulent election. It also says, quote, widespread and deep economic inequality. God, I'm tired of it. Inequality, equity, racism. Damn it, can we not come up with... Everybody pretty much has an opportunity in America. This is America. You can make your opportunities. I'm tired of hearing about this. Remember, we had a black president. Would you have thought back in the 90s that we'd ever have a black president? No. So you can do what you want to do. All right, yeah, quit ranting. In addition, lower union membership rates have exacerbated the pay gap for women and workers of color. Oh, my God. The administration added that decreased numbers of union workers in the U.S. are weakening our democracy. The Democratic Party does not care about your democracy. Roughly 11% of American workers are members of a labor union as of January, compared to 20% in 1983, according to the Department of Labor. So, another thing that Kamala Harris is going to be part of. She's such a good vice president. All she does is cackle like a kid. With that being said, I'm going to go back up to Mr. Clint. KCH, Echo Hotel Romeo, Mr. Clint, round number two, what you got? KCHEHR, it is treasonous. And I love how they talk about democracy. They only talk about it when it fits into their agenda, or in their agenda. However, we are a representative republic. We are a different level than a democracy, but this Democratic Party doesn't want to use that term. So we'll see. We unfortunately have to struggle through 2021 and get to 2022 to try to get some more Republican senators and House of Representatives. And every Saturday night, I sit down and write letters to my senators by looking at the news and seeing what kind of crap Joe Biden's trying to do, and ask them to vote no. So, thank you, sir. Enjoy listening on the STR. I'm going to go back to Mr. Krister, who is also listening in, KN4ZES. Chris, good to have you with us. I'm sorry it's a small number of people, but hey, we're still here and we're still expressing. That's what's important. That puts me back to Mr. Larry. Larry, it's you and I, bud. November 4, Romeo, Oscar, Quebec. Mr. Jesse texted me and said he had some bathroom emergencies. It sounds like somebody's commode was flooding. And we've not heard from Bill for a while. So I'm going to have to try to get the listenership. So with that being said, Mr. Larry, I'm back to you, sir. Over.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, we need to check on Bill and
Rich. And there's, Wes is not in there tonight either, so quite a few of them are missing tomorrow. Here's an article about this Indonesian missing sub that sank off Bali or Bali. This is around Indonesia. The Indonesian Navy, this is from USA Today, has confirmed its missing submarine tank with the loss of all 53 crew off the coast of Bali. Officials said the KRI-Nangala, N-A-N-G-G-A-L-A, 402, was found in three sections after a sonar scan detected a submarine-like object at 2,800 feet. The KRI-Nangala is divided into three parts. So that thing, that's one part into midsection and two end pieces. The hull of the ship, the skin, the stern of the ship, and the main part all separated, with the main part found cracked, said the Udo Margona, M-A-R-G-O-N-O, a Navy chief of staff. Search teams found items from inside the submarine in the ocean Saturday, indicating the vessel had cracked and sunk, leaving no hope of survivors. Margona said researchers found several items from the submarine, including parts of a torpedo straightener. That'd be pretty nice. The torpedoes and all that, they can straighten out the ship. And mine was doing what happened. They was trying to straighten the torpedo and it blew up. A grease bottle believed to be used to oil the periscope and prayer rugs. The submarine disappeared after its last reported dive Wednesday off the resort island of Bela. Officials had said the submarine's oxygen supply would have run out on Saturday. Indonesia had previously considered the submarine missing. So we had to have more of this thing on the part. The man charged in girl playing at Chicago McDonald's. I'll read a little bit on this. It says a murder charge and 18 other counts have been filed against a teenager suspected in the fatal shooting of a 7-year-old Jocelyn Adams, who was shot April the 18th at a McDonald's drive-through, police said Saturday. The charges against Marion Lewis, 18, also include three counts of attempted murder and aggravated assault of a police officer. Superintendent David Brown said during a news conference. Other suspects who also are believed to have been involved in the killing of John Adams remain at large. Okay, let's see. Regarding one of the fastest growing regions, which I kind of always think, you know, it's kind of hard to beat the South. They're really getting out of these Democrat liberal states for a lot of reasons. Taxes and these liberal rulers. The South is the fastest growing region in the United States. according to newly released data of the 2020 census, the region has a 10.2% increase in population over the last decade. Census officials said Monday as they released state-level data determining how many seats each state will have in the U.S. House of Representatives. The western region grew by 9.2%, the northeast by 4.1%, and the midwest by 3.1%, according to the census officials. The south includes Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Tennessee, Kentucky, Alabama, Georgia, Florida, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, West Virginia, Maryland, and Delaware. Tennessee as a whole grew by 8.9% from 2010, according to the census data. It now has a resident population of 6,910,840. Tennessee will continue to have its 9 seats in the U.S. House. Georgia grew by 10.6% in that time. Period. Florida by, good this, 14.6%. And Texas, 15.9%. Some states had less growth, including Arkansas, 3.3%. Mississippi lost population was minus 0.2% growth. Monday census release only contains information about total populations in each state, not specific information like the demographics of the population and where they reside. That states were used to determine how they draw their congressional districts in maps. Secretary of Commerce Rena Romano said Monday that redistricting data would be available by the end of September in Florida Key Friday. The release of the apportionment numbers Monday afternoon comes almost 4 months later than planned because delays caused by the COVID-19 pandemic and abnormalities discovered in the data as the numbers were being crunched. COVID-19 delayed delivery of census questionnaire for hard-to-reach populations during the 2020 spring quarantine and delayed operations since then to reach households that failed to respond. According to the census, there are 334 billion, million, 334,735,155 people living in the United States and Puerto Rico, an increase of 7.1% over the 2010 census. In the United States alone, there are 331,449,281 people, a growth rate of 7.4%. That's a lower growth rate than between the 2000 and the 2010 census, which was 9.7% increase. So, South seems to be attracting the men right now. Okay, let's see if I can find one more good article here. Here's an article on this is The Nation and the World, USA Today. Justice is okay life for youth. That's YOUTHN for youth to kill. Gretzko from the Associated Press, the Supreme Court made it easier for him to sentence Friday convicted of murder to life in prison without the possibility of parole. The ruling reflects a change in course driven by more conservative of justices. In a dissent, a liberal justice accused her colleagues of getting earlier decisions that said life without parole sentences for people under age 18 should be raised. The current case, which involved a Mississippi inmate and a crime committed when he was 15, asked the justices whether a minor has to be found to be permanently incorrigible and capable of being rehabilitated before being sentenced to life without parole. The decision that put the justices along ideological lines court said no. The ruling followed more than a decade in which the court moved gradually toward more leniency for minors convicted of murder. Justice Brett Kavanaugh, writing for the majority, said previous decisions only required judges to consider an offender's youth and attendant characteristics before imposing a sentence of life without parole. Kavanaugh rejected a more demanding standard. The court's three liberal justices dissented, with Justice Tanya Sotomayor writing that the decision guts prior cases in favor of minors. Sotomayor called the decision an abrupt break in the abandonment of those cases. So, got to get tougher on these killers, for sure. All right, we'll stop it right there. 5K88JOY and then 4ROT, back to the
loop. Alrighty, Larry. Well, let me see if I have anybody else, and then I will have one more article. So this is K8JOY for the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Nothing heard, so let me try this article. Kind of interesting. The U.S. Navy fired warning shots. This is from Fox News. Fired warning shots on three Iranian Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps Navy patrol boats in the Persian Gulf Tuesday. That would have been yesterday. After verbal warnings by the U.S. forces were ignored. Persian shore attack craft were used to approach the USS Firebolt and the U.S. Coast Guard patrol boat USDGC Baranov at what naval officials called an unnecessarily close range with unknown attempts. After warning by the U.S. vessels through radio and loud hauler devices were ignored by the Iranian patrol boats, the U.S. fireboat fired warning shots, promoting the vessels to retreat. A U.S. Navy official said U.S. forces used pre-planned responses to de-escalate the situation and avoid collisions and reduce risk of miscalculation. The Iranian Navy people, their actions increased the risk of miscalculations and or collisions were not in accordance with the International Recognized Convention on the International Regulations for Preventing Collisions at Sea, also known as the Rules of the Road, a Navy spokesman said in a statement Tuesday. U.S. Navy forces continue to remain vigilant and are trained to act in a professional manner while our commanding officers retain the inherent right to act in self-defense, they added. The warning shots fired Tuesday evening are just the latest confrontation between the U.S. Navy ships and the Iranian Revolutionary Guard vessels. Early in the day, Navy officials released images of the FIPA boats engaging with other Navy ships in the Persian Gulf, in which Secretary Sullivan described as unsafe and unprofessional maneuvers. The tense moments that occurred earlier this month are the first of their kind in roughly a year, Navy officials said. The images show how the USC, our Coast Guard, being forced to abruptly stop as the Iranian vessel crossed in front of the Coast Guard's bow. Similar aggressive actions were taken, heightening the risk of collision. So it's like it's a little game out there. All we can do is pray for our horses, and it is kind of a scary thought when you see what they're trying to pull. It's like they're trying to provoke America to fire the first shot. And if they happen to damage one of our boats, kill our people, or sink our ship, I'm certain we will fire the first shot. But it'll have to be on a provoked stage that it happens. I'm clicking along, so it takes me a moment. All righty, Larry. Well, let me go. David has signed. Let me say hi to Laura again. N2JTT and N2IRJ. Let me see one more time if I have any other last-minute check-ins for the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. This is KHOI.
KD0RFA.
There's a voice I enjoy hearing. KD0RSA, Mr. Bo, how are you tonight?
Oh, I'm pretty good, but I'm all ears tonight, over.
Roger, roger, on the all ears. I have some articles that I had read that are printed out. Would you like me to fold them up and send them to you?
Oh, that's costing too much money. I'll probably hear them along the way. Over.
Well, I'm still working, so I don't mind the 55 cents or 80 cents that it costs me. So I will fold these up and put them in an envelope as long as I can afford to do it, Mo.
Well, it's all appreciated, but you sure don't have to. Over.
Roger, roger. Well, say hi to Larry while you're on here. Over.
Come again?
Go ahead and say hi to Mr. Larry.
Hello, Larry.
Hello, Larry. I got you good tonight. You doing all right?
I can just barely hear you. I can just barely hear you. You're really down in the static. Over.
Okay, I'm going to have to pump it up a little bit. I'll work it out there, Mo. I'll work it out. Over.
Come again?
Yeah, I'll try to get out a little better next time.
Okay, well, I still didn't understand, but so that's some bad ears up here. Over.
Well, the band's a little noisy right now, Mo, so Mr. Larry said he'll try to get out better next time, but it's good to hear you. Unfortunately, we have a very small list, so I'm going to go back to Larry for one more time, and then I'm going to let you close the door. All right, Mr. Larry, I'm sorry I don't have any more participants, but if you've got another article or two, I will pass it to you before we sign.
That'll be fine, buddy. We'll go ahead with it here. There's always some good stuff in here. I'd like to get more off the internet because there's a lot of good stuff on there regarding what's going on with the socialist Democrats that are running our country right now. I didn't watch any kind of anything about Biden tonight. This gentleman stole the election in my view and a lot of people's view, and he's really doesn't deserve to be on there talking and to be running the country. He's really a liberal socialist here. He's going to ruin our country with all his letting all these illegals in and just walking in. You basically stop the wall, catching them and turning them around back the other way. So it's ridiculous how these Democrats think and how they run our country. Here's an article about the Pentagon. It says nearly 48,000 Marines have declined a shot. That's the vaccine. Only 40% of U.S. Marines have been offered the COVID-19 vaccine have declined, according to the Pentagon. Of the 123,500 Marines have access to the vaccine, 75,500 Marines are either fully vaccinated or have received one dose, and about 48,000 have declined it. Communication Strategy and Operations Officer Captain Andrew Wood told the USA Today, "We fully understand that widespread acceptance of the COVID-19 vaccine provides us with the best means to defeat this pandemic. Key is to addressing this pandemic is building vaccine confidence," it says, confirming a statistic first reported by CNN. Wood said the Navy and Marine Corps we're working to ensure that service members have accurate information about the safety of the vaccine. Yeah, let's see what's in the vaccine. I do know from Dr. Tenpenny, the lady doctor, and from a couple of other people that I've heard that there's all kinds of poisonous aluminum particles, all kinds of stuff in this vaccine that is not very good. You may have cancer or autoimmune disease in the future if you don't die after 3 days. A lot of people that even some people around this area that I know personally and taken the vaccine and it died within 3 days. So, gentlemen, they're not putting it on the vaccine. They'll say,
we can't say that the vaccine did, but most likely it did. Continuing on, it says, service members may have to decline the offer for any one of a variety of reasons, including others to allow others to get the vaccine before them, having already received the vaccine through other towns, or waiting until the military may be receiving the vaccine mandatory, which it is yet to do. Because the Defense Department has only emergency use authorization from the Food and Drug Administration, This vaccine is just experimental. This is just a test. It doesn't matter if everybody dies, they will have no liability for this vaccine. No liability on any of these vaccine makers, because this is just a vaccine that is experimental. It's not been proven. The department is receiving the vaccine mandatory for service members, but Joe Biden could issue a waiver. Seven Democratic members of the Congress sent a letter to Biden asking him to issue a waiver of informed consent to require all U.S. military service members to get the vaccine. Now, here's seven Democrats to write up a waiver of informed consent to require all U.S. military service members to get the vaccine. Now, this is what we got. As we're told, from all information, this vaccine is deadly, very deadly. And once you take it, it's always in your system for life. The letter obtained by CNN said that while the Pentagon has made admirable efforts to educate service members on the safety and efficacy of the vaccine, those efforts have been outpaced by disinformation dominating social media. So they're calling any kind of information about this vaccine disinformation, which is not true. Based on data shared with CNN Marine Corps, the refusal rate at one prominent Marine base, Camp Lejeune in North Carolina, was significantly higher. 57% of Marines there refused the vaccine. More than 100,000 Marines were just to be offered the vaccine, which did. So there's some people waking up in that area, in the Marines, that's for sure. Tesla CEO Elon Musk adding SNL hosting job to his to-do list. Technology mogul Elon Musk has a lined up at Thanksgiving. In addition to his job as CEO of electric car maker Tesla and spaceship maker SpaceX, he's going to host Saturday Night Live. Musk's schedule May 9th appearance builds upon his recent run of success. Tesla's stock is worth nearly six times more than it was before the pandemic started, leaving Musk with an estimated fortune of $177 billion, according to Forbes magazine. And SpaceX just launched a mission that sent astronauts to the International Space Station. Alan Simons will be the musical guest on the Night Bus host, earning $77 billion. That's some serious new life. Okay, let's see. InfoAutoQ Friday. Here's an article about a Spanish man that charged with infecting 22. This is Associated Press, Nation in the World. Back from Madrid, Spain, a Spanish man with COVID-19 symptoms who coughed on work colleagues and told them, "I'm going to give you all the coronavirus," has been charged with intentionally causing injury after allegedly infecting 22 people. Spanish police said their investigation began after a COVID-19 outbreak at the company where the 40-year-old man worked on the Mediterranean island of Malacca. That's M-A-L-L-O-R-C-A, Malacca. You guess as good as mine. days before the outbreak, the man showed the COVID-19 symptoms but refused his colleague's suggestion to go home and self-isolate, police said in a statement. After work and showing no improvement, he went for a PCR test before visiting a gym and returned to work the next day. Three of his supervisors told him to go home after he allegedly let show a temperature of 104 degrees Fahrenheit, the man refused. He walked around his workplace, lowering his face mask, coughing on people, saying, "I'm going to affect you all with this coronavirus." At the end of the day, his PCR test came back positive. His colleagues were then tested with 5 returning positive results. They in turn infected family members, including 3 infants. Police said at the gym, the man visited 3 people tested positive and also infected family members. None of those infected required hospitalization. A judge charged the man who was not identified by police and released him on Saturday evening to await trial, saying the local press news agency reported. So, well, this guy was wanted all of them to get him. So, kind of a bad story there. Here's an article on the NRA. This should be my last article there, Bob. Regarding Wayne Lapierre.
Mm-hmm.
Bloomberg, Associated Press, NRA trial said on three secretive leader. Now, this is a couple weeks old, this article, but I thought it might be interesting. I haven't read it yet. It says Wayne Lapierre files exclusively, or flies exclusively, on private jets. He sailed around the Bahamas for security, and he never sends emails or texts in running the nation's most politically influenced group in Florida, Florida. Lapierre's testimony last week during the National Rifle Association's High Stakes Bankruptcy trial offered a rare window into the work and habits of a notoriously secretive titan of the American firearms movement. Whether seen in public outside choreographed speeches and TV appearances, Lapierre 71 was blunt and occasionally combative under lawyers' questions. He took the virtual witness stand in a federal case over whether the NRA should be allowed to incorporate in Texas instead of New York, with the state suing in a separate effort to disband the group over alleged financial abuses. Lapierre's testimony revealed him to be an embattled executive defending his leadership and pushing back against what he characterized as a political attack by New York Attorney General Letitia James. But he also tried to acknowledge enough mistakes and course corrections to avoid having the NRA's reins handed over to a court-appointed overseer, a move that would be a death blow to the 150-year-old group that claims 5 million members. The NRA declared bankruptcy in January, 5 months after James's office sued, seeking his dissolution over allegations that executives illegally diverted tens of millions of dollars for lavish personal trips, no-show contracts, and other questionable expenditures. The NRA contends that a Chapter 11 filing is a legitimate maneuver to facilitate a move to a more gun-friendly state, Texas, and was made necessary by a Democratic politician who was weaponizing her state's government. Lawyers for James' office said in an attempt by NRA leadership to escape accountability for using the group's coffers as their piggy bank. Lapierre appeared on camera before court in Dallas on Wednesday. Thursday was grilled by lawyers from New York and Ackerman McQueen, an Oklahoma City-based advertising agency that said the NRA owes it more than $1 million. The questioning has focused on Lapierre's movement of the NRA and the legitimacy of filing for bankruptcy within, well, first informing most of the group's top executives and its board.
So I'll just look down through the article and see if there's anything that else that might be interesting.
Board members and former NRA leaders who support Lapierre didn't respond to requests for comments or referred questions to the NRA. Others who are skeptical of Lapierre's leadership said the trial has only reaffirmed their concerns. This is, I'm looking for the next Wayne Stewart Phillips, just joining a board member and Kansas judge who is set to testify during the trial. This can't go on forever. So, anyway, we hope that we do have some gun rights groups like the NRA that can help with our Second Amendment. You know, we sure don't need these liberals taking our guns away from us so they can be in total control of the people of the United States. So just think about that. All right, back to you there, Bob. Sounded good down here tonight. Enjoyed the net. Thanks for running it. And good to hear Mo in there and everyone else that checked in. KA8JOY from N4ROQ.
Thank you, Larry. And that is the whole thing with our weapons. It's not that these weapons of war or long guns are the tool that's being used for homicide. I brought a couple weeks ago the statistics from the FBI, 2019. Just over 300 murders or homicides were committed in 2019 with a long weapon. Just over 600 murders were committed with baseball bats or fists. So that's twice as many with a Louisville Slugger. We're not condemning those or taking those off the market. But the interesting figure, 1,467 murders with sharp objects such as a knife. So that's almost three times as many. It's more than three times. It's almost four times as many with knives than with long weapons. But a long weapon is in the event of this tyrannous government coming down our street. That's what we will need to protect ourselves. A handgun will not be enough. I hope that does not happen. But that's why they want those, is because that's what we would need to stop a tyrannous government. But another interesting statistic, so in the same time in 2019, there was over 218,000 abortions. 218,000, more than 218,000. So that means a doctor, Larry, is 900 times more deadly than a long weapon, over.
Roger, roger. Thanks for those statistics. Those are really good. Thank you.
Well, they're from the FBI, 2019. So, you know, a long weapon, a weapon of war, an assault rifle, whatever you want to call it, that's not the problem. It's the government doesn't want you to have it, because you will put your foot down and say, enough is enough, Mr. Biden, or whomever, so... Alrighty, Larry, I'm going to pass it to Mr. Mo. KD0RSA, I put an envelope together already. I've got six articles in there ready to mail to you tomorrow at the post office. What's your final thoughts, Mr. Mo? Over.
KD0RSA, well, thank you, Bob, for that. I do appreciate it. I don't have nothing to add. I just got done watching whatever you want to call it. Just like Christie said, he got a 15-year-old. He sounded like a 15-year-old with a credit card that didn't have any money. That's what Christie said he sounded like. So let's all just go along with that. KD0RSA, back to you, Bob. Over.
All righty. Well, I recorded it because I'd like to see what the commander and worthless chief says. So I will go back and watch it now. But it is a sad state of affairs that we are in here in this country. It really, really is. So, Mr. Bo and Mr. Larry and Mr. Clint, I appreciate you people for being present. I'm sorry it was a small night, but it's always good to get together and express our thoughts and our feelings about the way things are. And Mr. Larry, please do make a phone call to Bill and Ritchie. I don't know what's going on. I would hope that they would come join us, even if they have opinions that are different. That's what we're about here. I mean, that's okay. You know, bring a different view. Bring an article that says, you know, yes, the COVID shot is the best thing since sliced bread. I'd be happy to hear it. Over.
Yeah, they got something that we don't have. I'd like to hear it. I've got one more great article here that I think is very informative, so I'd like to read it to you before you close the door. I can do it after the meeting either way.
Why don't you read it before I close the door, but save it for Saturday when we possibly have more participants.
Okay, well, it's not very long. I can go ahead and read it then, too. This regarding Giuliani's, the FBI searches Giuliani's home and office, seizing phones and computers. Believe it or not, they're after Giuliani there now, Bob.
Yeah, why aren't we after Hunter Biden? It's almost like the FBI is saying, okay, Trump's out of power. Sleepy Sloppy Joe is here, so we're going to get sweet revenge. That really is what this looks like, over.
K2LED comment.
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, good evening, everyone. This is Bob, K2LED, Kilo 2, Lima Echo Delta, from near Niagara Falls, New York. Actually, I've checked in here several times on my other radio. This is the new TS-890, Kenwood TS-890. Couple comments. The only reason they raided Giuliani is to gather intel on Trump that they use against his next run. And, oh my gosh, I forgot my other comment because I didn't write it down. And I'm actually modifying a holster for my other Second Amendment. But anyways, all you guys are great, and wish everything well. You know what? 45 is still 45. There is no 46 because 44 is just pulling the strings, K2LED.
Yes, you are right. He's a puppet. And like he says in his zip conferences, I'm going to be in trouble, or this is going to get me in trouble. Really? You're the president, but he's a puppet. And Mr. Bob, your signal is awesome. I am a Kenwood fan. I'm on a TS-570D, which is a little bit older version, but I've only had Kenwood. My remote station is a TS-480, which is the mobile unit I've turned into a remote. The transmitter's in one location, and anywhere I have internet, I can plug in the control head and be on the radio. But your signal is booming, and your comments are great. Over.
Thank you, guys. And always nice to check in here. I've checked in a couple of times while I was out camping. Anyways, just kind of only running about 400 watts here, small suburban lot between Buffalo and Niagara Falls, New York. And I'm on an inverted L, but my lawn has lots of copper buried in there. K2LED, I do have photos on the Zed.
Oh, super. I will go look. I appreciate it. I'm pushing 600 watts from a solid-state amplifier on my Kenwood. So you are making a good trip. And yes, I do remember the call up, as I think it's interesting. It's light-emitting diodes. You can literally say that. Over.
Yep. And a lot of times, you know, busy doing stuff, and I tune you guys in. It's always nice to hear you. 73K2LED, I'll be listening.
All righty. Well, Mr. Larry has another article to finish out the night, so I'm going to pass it back to him. Again, thank you for stopping in. I put you on NetLogger. So, Larry, I'm going to pass it back to you, N4ROQ, KHOI.
Okay. Yeah, I'll go ahead and read this. Not very long, but... Hey, Kenwood 890 sounding great down here in Knoxville, Tennessee. They're doing a good job, and you're exactly right. They're trying to get more information on Trump.
to try to keep it. I tried every way in the world and pinching him twice. Still trying to investigate him on the Capitol situation there. He is, it's just an ongoing thing all the time for these liberal Democrats. All they want is power. They want to Trump out. They know he's one person, probably the only person right now that can probably beat him. Because real people really like Trump's the way he gets things done. He tells the truth. He's not 100% perfect person, but he is a good, great president. He makes a great president, and he does a great job, especially with all these liberals and all these socialists around. He's trying to keep the country, trying to keep all these aliens and illegals out, and trying to keep it a great country. So these liberals get in there, they change everything around back the way it was and into socialism again. But here we go, the prosecutors obtained the search warrants as part of the investigation into whether Rudy Giuliani broke lobbying laws when he was President Donald J. Trump's personal lobby. We were up to Trump's suit, of course. And it says federal investigators on Wednesday seized cell phones and computers from Rudolph W. Giuliani, the former mayor of New York City, who became President Donald J. Trump's personal lawyer, stepping up a criminal investigation into Giuliani's dealings in Ukraine. Three people with knowledge of the investigation said FBI agents executed search warrants around 6 a.m. in Mr. Giuliani's apartment on Madison Avenue in his Park Avenue office and his Park Avenue office in Manhattan. Carting away the electronic devices, Mr. Giuliani confirmed in a statement, "The execution of search warrants is an extraordinary action for prosecutors to take against a lawyer, let alone a lawyer for a former president. The move marks a major development in the long-running investigation into Mr. Giuliani, which examines some of the same people and conduct that subverted the one they have to center Mr. Trump's former president Trump's impeachment trial." It was also a remarkable moment in Mr. Giuliani's long arc as a public figure. As a mayor, Giuliani won national recognition for steering New York through the dark days after September 11th. Attacks, and earlier in his career, he led the same U.S. Attorney's Office in Manhattan that is investigating him now. He led that office. He earning a reputation as a hard-charging prosecutor who took on organized crime and corrupt politicians. That's why they don't like him. He takes on crime and corrupt politicians. In recent years, however, his image has been sold by his effort to help former President Trump dig up dirt in Ukraine on President Biden's son. And, well, I'm not sure that you will call it dig up dirt. This Biden's son is a drug addict, and he was making money, didn't know anything about the business. And along with Biden forcing the Ukrainian people over there, the one in charge, to take a prosecutor offline over there and saying that he would not give him the money. And he even did that online on TV. I've seen that. He said that he did that personally. Who sees that? It didn't come out. The Democrats, if they do something crooked, they're going to get out. Never hear. If Trump does something, he's got to be at peace. It's a crazy world. So Mr. Trump, in the article calling him Mr. Trump, it's former President Trump attempts in court to overturn the results of the 2020 election. They're still saying in these articles that those were baseless claims of widespread fraud. And I don't think there's baseless claims. There's too many people who went to the polls and their vote had already been made Yeah, I've heard that from a lot of people, even on the Liberty Net, that they knew of people going to those, that voter out had already been cast by the person that went there to vote, and they wouldn't let them vote. They said, you've already voted, you have to turn around and go back. And they said, I haven't voted. So it was pretty daggone crooked with all the illegal ballots that came in, and they used the Venezuelan voting machine to put whatever numbers they needed in there to beat Trump. So the article goes on, but it's pretty much, we know that it's an inside job here by the Democrats to do anything they can to bring Giuliani down. So back to you there, Bob. Thanks for running that again. I always enjoy you hearing you in there, and hope everything's going good here up your way. K-A-H-J-O-Y from Florida.
Thank you,
Larry.
Isn't
it interesting how they addressed him as Donald Trump or Mr. Trump, but during the whole process of the, before the election, everybody addressed Sleepy Sloppy Joe as Vice President Biden, and everybody addressed Hillary as Secretary Hillary Clinton. But the highest position, number 45, and they don't want to call him former President Trump or President Trump.
LED.
That is truly amazing. All righty, well, I'm going to pass it to Mr. Bob for the last time. K2LED, KHOY, do you have any final thoughts before I close the door?
Yes, I do, and I don't know if you guys have discussed this, but this really struck me funny. You know, going back years, Obama has weaponized so many federal agencies, and then not too long ago, I get an email twice from the FCC, and, you know, their notice was sent out through the ARL, warning against using amateur radio for, let's see, mysterious purposes and stuff like that. I'm just wondering whether they know that there's a lot of conservatives and patriots on HF radio, and they're trying to flag us. I don't know how many of you guys have seen that email, or from the ARRL, or from the FCC about mysterious use of amateur radio. K2LED, Bob here, Buffalo, Niagara Falls.
Well, the only thing I've ever gotten was incident, or I think it was an email from the ARRL warning back in January about not using the amateur band for criminal activity when the protest was going on. But I've never received anything else. Let me pass it to Larry and think, see if he has. Mr. Larry, can you answer that question in 4-hour Q, KHOI?
No, I really haven't. Not really very far in the ARRL or any of the FCC what's coming out of their office or anything. So they could have been possibly right there. You know, they're trying to do what all the conservative media guys or like Rush Limbaugh type guys, that they're on the. On the radio and on TV spots. We're trying to do away with them slowly. We're working on Alex Jones big time, trying to get him off of everything they can get him off of. And all the conservative guys are slowly going down, and, they're just trying to get all the dissenting points of view off the air, so just look for that more in the future, Larry.
Roger, roger. Well, I've got had something good for Rush Limbaugh, because it is a shame that he took that voice away from us. Back to you, Bob.
Yeah, interesting. All the years of amateur radio, we've never had a warning until after the stolen happened. And there's a reason behind that. I mean, they don't just spend the time and energy to warn everybody for no reason. So just something to consider and ponder. You know, this was done for a purpose. K2LED.
Roger, roger. Look at our military. I would say 90% of our military is probably conservative. And on the side of President Trump. So, and you know, they're trying to force them into this shot. They're trying to look into any political, what's the word they use, aversions. Again, the military is somewhat apolitical. They're allowed to vote. They're American citizens, but they're kind of up their behind right now. So, interesting thought, Bob, about that ARL. I've not received it, but I will definitely pay attention. I mean, I've been vocal, so I'm sure that could happen. Over.
Yeah, well, it originated from the FCC, like you said, about using amateur radio for illegal activities. But in how many years you and I have been hams, have we ever received a warning like that? No.
I got one other thing, Bob.
All righty, Bob, thank you. Back to you, Larry, over.
Yeah, I saw on the news tonight, or it could have been on the internet, that they were paying people to take this vaccine. I don't remember exactly where it was at, but there was money changing hands if they would take the vaccine. And anyone that in any country that would pay people to take this vaccine, they know that there's something designed in that vaccine to do what they want to do to the people that are taking it. So just remember, they will do anything, even pay you money to take this vaccine. You think that's that vaccine's safe? I don't think so, and I've read too much other things about it that I know it's not. And they're even giving people money to take it, Bob. So just kind of Google out a little bit, see where all that's happening. So back to you, man, for okay.
Well, I don't know where it is, but I heard on ABC News on the AM station, they use ABC News and they complain about it every time they do, but they were saying somewhere is offering U.S. savings bonds if you get the shot. And Ohio is using the motto, don't hesitate, vaccinate. Over.
Maybe that's what it was, savings bond.
Yeah, that's what the ABC, and I didn't pay attention to the location. So I'm not sure what venue, county, state, I don't know where it was. So, again, I agree. If people have gotten it, God bless them. I hope they're fine. But, you know, something that's being forced upon you, you know, so diligently, it's almost like, makes me think of the, as I read as a young person about Nazi Germany and how the Jews had their papers, you know, their papers. It's like we have to have this paper, this vaccination document, that when you look at them, it only says the brand, Moderna, Pfizer, or Johnson & Johnson. It says the lot number, it has your name, and it says a code for where you got the shot. So, DDM is Discount Drug Mart. CVS, of course, is CVS. And a number. There's no registry, there's no official, it's just a piece of paper that's got this information on it. But places here in Ohio, Office Max and Office Depot, they'll laminate your card for free since you got the vaccine. Over.
Yeah, just take this mark on your right hand or carry it in your right hand on your cell phone. And then you could live your life. You could go back out shopping. You could buy. You could travel. I don't know. That's mark of the beast for me.
I totally agree, Robert. What did Benjamin Franklin say? He who take, accept safety or security for liberty deserves either. I'd have to look it up, but I'm pretty close to the quote.
All right, folks, my wine glass is empty. Time for a refill. KE-1280.
All righty, well, I'm going to go watch Sleepy Floppy Joe and see what he has to say. Mr. Larry, do you have any final thoughts before I close the door?
Just one other thing. I watched the,
this is on the History Channel, it was on the internet about China. They have a rating system, and they rate their people in their country. They are already socialists, so they've got, for sure, they got everything is accounted for, their money, their what their views are. They rate them according to the way they want them to be, according to what they do and what how it comes that they got a rating system on everything they do. Everything, I mean everything. And then if they do not attack this rating system the way that they want them to be done, they bring them in and coordinate a program to these people and try to assimilate them back into the way that they want them to be. You know, it's just like going to school. They want to train them back into being away from anything that they don't want them to be. They want them to be socialists. They want them to think like they do and act like they do. Anyone that goes outside that area, and then, you know, they can start taking their... This is what they actually do now. They take their organs. They have organ donors, and make them organ donors, and they do, from what I've heard, they take these organs out to these people that are not assimilating in the society the way that they want them to assimilate. So that's looking more and more and more like that, you know, in these socialist people that we have running our country right now. And that's probably the system that they're going for. And that's Biden and Harris and everyone else, George Soros and all the people that are running the country, Pelosi and all those people, they're going toward that figure. They're going toward that exact way that the Chinese are running their country. So if you want to Google how China does their system, if you don't assimilate in those countries, they'll make you an organ donor. They put all of them in a hospital and start taking their organs out. And sometimes they don't care whether they're alive or not, from what I've read. So that's what we're looking forward to in the future if we can't get all this changes around. So back to you, Bob, in Pawlowski.
Wow. All right, Mr. Larry. It is 23:39. I am going to close the door on the Wednesday Night Liberty Nest. Thank you for joining. Thank you for each and every person that's here, whether you can transmit or not. As I close the window on this night's Liberty Net, I want to wish Mrs. Calabash a good night wherever she is, as well as a safe night to all the ships at sea, including the United States Navy sailors and soldiers, as they are possibly listening. And 73s to all of tonight's Liberty Netters, such as Mr. Victor, W1WCR, Mr. Marty, M2IRJ, and Ms. Laura, M2JTTF, as they are absent and not transmitting. It is my prayer for God to bless this great country we call America, the Republic, and hopefully I will see all of you, hear all of you. I should say I don't get to see you, I can hear you on Saturday night. This is Kilo Alpha 8, Julie Ocean Yankee, 73.
Keep your powder dry.
And Mr. Mo says to keep your powder dry. 73's Mo, I will head to the post office in the morning.